the Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly to you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy, hear and answer me. Amen.
All across the Gulf South,
it's 7 a.m.
Time to wake up
on Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. You're listening to Wake Up on day two of our summer pledge drive. We're so happy that you are tuning your heart to the truth with us today. I'm Gabby Smith along with Damian Collado and David Dawson. Hey guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
I'm going to be the first to give out the phone number before you pray.
How about
that? Then we're going to pray for that phone to ring.
He has been chomping at the bit, folks.
I can't wait to say it. Yes. It's 855-341-5199. You could be the first. 855-341-5199. Or go to ccradio.help. Now we pray for it to ring.
A lot of people want to be first.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead and be first. Even if the phone is ringing while we are praying,
that would be wonderful. Yeah.
Because St. Norbert is our saint of the day. It's his feast day, and we're going to offer up our prayer to St. Norbert. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, amen. O Holy St. Norbert, gentlest of saints, your love for Jesus Christ truly present in every tabernacle around the world, and your charity for souls made you worthy while on earth to possess miraculous powers. O gentle and loving St. Norbert, whose heart was always full of zeal for souls, whisper our petitions into the ears of infant Jesus, and the gratitude of our heart will always be yours. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. St. Norbert, pray for us and guide us today.
Amen.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Damian. Well, we have a wonderful lineup for you today. Bishop Duca joins us in 18 minutes. He's a bishop of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. He's going to be talking about recent ordinations and why the Diocese of Baton Rouge needs Catholic community media in the local area. So Bishop Duca has always been such a wonderful supporter of our radio station, so we're always looking forward to speaking with him. Mm-hmm. In 35 minutes, Michael Accaldo joins us. He's the executive director over at St. Vincent de Paul Society in Baton Rouge. He's going to be giving us their monthly update, and there's always a lot of needs that they are looking for, especially during the summer months. So we're going to be speaking to Michael there shortly. And in 48 minutes, Father Andrew Merrick joins us. He's the director of seminarians in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and he's going to be talking about vocations, which is kind of a theme today because later on in the 8 o'clock hour, we're also going to be talking about vocations, specifically called the diaconate, but that's later on. But yeah, stay tuned because it's a chock full of vocations. So there you go.
Yeah, and it is a nice day again, at least to start out, just like it was yesterday. But guess what? Rain or possibly thunder showers may pop up in your area. And that's going to be in the afternoon, only as things heat up. 50-50 chance of rain, to be exact. Winds out of the east-southeast at about 5 to 10 right now. The high is only going to be about 85, which is good.
Yeah.
But it also means that we may be getting rain. But we definitely have overcast skies in the afternoon today. Low is going to be 68. Tomorrow, pretty much the same. Only a 40% chance of rain, though. Temperatures in and around the area, 70 degrees in Houma Thibodaux, as well as in Mandeville and Hammond. In New Orleans, it's 76. Biloxi, 72. And in Baton Rouge, 69 degrees right now.
That's nice.
Wow. Yeah.
It's been
great.
It was so interesting that right when our day ended yesterday, driving home, I was looking to the east in this gorgeous thunderstorm. I mean, if you want to call them gorgeous, I mean, the way the cloud pattern was and such. And it waited for me to get all the way home. And I got all the way home, and then it unloaded on me. I mean, how nice is that?
Yeah, some of them look
very
pretty
convenient.
Scary, though.
Oh boy, yes.
There was some major little cells popping.
And it could happen, so be careful.
Well, don't go too far because we have a few events we want to tell you about, and we also have some more information about this pledge drive we're talking about here on Wake Up.
good Tuesday to you. I'm Father Chris Decker with today's gospel. Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?" Knowing their hypocrisy, he said to them, "Why are you testing me? Bring me a denarius to look at." They brought one to him, and he said to them, "Whose image and inscription is this?" They replied to him, "Caesar's." So Jesus said to them, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." They were utterly amazed at him. We've heard the gospel, and now we reflect.
Roman taxes were particularly galling to the Jews because they were a constant reminder of their subjection to Rome's tyranny. This was such a bitter issue that Judas the Galilean in the year AD 6 led a revolt against Rome that was violently crushed. Pharisees and Herodians, opponents on the opposite end of the political spectrum, now conspired together to trap Jesus with a question about paying taxes to Caesar. Jesus was so unconcerned with money that he had none. For in the divine economy, the only coin that has any value is love. When they produced the silver denarius, Jesus asked, "Whose image and inscription is this?" These schemers were forced to answer, "Caesar's." Immediately, their plot unraveled, for by using Caesar's coins, they implicitly recognized his authority as emperor. Jesus simply drew the obvious conclusion when he replied, "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." Mark informs us that these blind, hard-hearted men were amazed at him. There's an added but subtle irony here, for the denarius had this inscription on one side, "Tiberius Caesar Augustus, son of the divine Augustus." On the reverse side was the title, "High Priest," that is, Pontifex Maximus. These blasphemous statements asserted that the divine Tiberius was the mediator between humans and the gods, and should himself be worshipped as a god. And so by carrying this idolatrous coin into the temple, they desecrated God's house. The principle Jesus enunciates here forms part of the Christian teaching on the relationship of church and state. Other places in the New Testament affirm that our duty is to respect civil authority while giving our overriding allegiance to God. And therefore, the Catechism teaches us that we must never follow the directives of civil authorities when they are contrary to the moral order, the fundamental rights of persons, or the teaching of the church. Let us pray that we will all give to God what belongs to God. Have a wonderful day. This is Jimmy Sagers.
Thank you, Jimmy Sagers and Father Chris Decker, and thank you for tuning in. It's the Pledge Drive. That's right. You'll have 2 hours of Wake Up this morning, and we're so glad you could join us. Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, David Dawson, Jeff Blackwell, Karen Cotton, the whole gang is here, and we're all waiting for you. That's right. We want you to be a part of this, and it's easy to do. 855-341-5199. Simple number, simple phone call. Don't have to ask for much. Just donate what your little heart desires. 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help.
Or what your big heart desires.
Or if you have a big heart, we'll take that as well, because we are tuning your heart to the truth. And we do have a few events. Since it is Wake Up, we're keeping the format of the show pretty much the same. We have a few events we want to share with you that are taking place this week. If you love St. Joseph, then you'll want to sign up for the upcoming Saints by Number painting class with sacred artist Jacob Zumo. He's doing it again, folks. It is set for this Saturday, June 10th, from 11 until 3 at the Jay Zumo Gallery located on Interline Drive in Baton Rouge. It's been getting rave reviews. The theme for this session is entitled The Chaste Heart of St. Joseph, where every person attending is going to be able to paint their own masterpiece with the guidance and instruction of Jacob Zumo, which right there is worth a lot, but you don't have to spend a lot
to
get it.
You paint by numbers, meaning it's one of those where you fill in the
lines. It's pre-drawn. Everything's done. All you've got to do is fill in
the lines. Oh, I could never stand the lines.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's $100 a person, $180 a couple, and all painting supplies are provided. There's some vino and some food and a self-tour of Jay Zumo's art gallery. Best of all, you get to keep your own painting to display in your home or office. And if you want to sign up today, go to jayzumo.com or ccmedia.live.
I could hang mine in my office.
You could.
Just tell people, it's an abstract. You know, that's what I could tell them.
Well, right? I guarantee you, you would be impressed with your own work by the time you're
depends
done.
Depends on how much of that vino I would have. But anyway, there will be a presentation coming up at St. George Catholic Church in Baton Rouge entitled True Intimacy in Marriage. It's presented by Stephanie Hilgert. On June 6th at 7 p.m.
That's today.
It is, isn't it? Okay, 7 p.m. this evening. The event is free and will be held at the St. George Chapel. And there's going to be light refreshments. For more information, go to stgeorge.org. I've been to a few of those, and they're really nice.
Nice.
They're good to go to.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the Pro-Life Summit that's coming up. It's going to be held on June 10th at Bethany Church on Honore Lane in Baton Rouge, and it's presented by Louisiana Right to Life. To register and to learn more about this event, you can go to prolifesummit.com. And it is our summer pledge drive, as Damian was saying, and become a monthly donor. We had a few people become monthly donors yesterday.
Yes.
Even as something as $10 a month, which a few people have done. Those monthly recurring donations do add up. So, you know, a monthly recurring donation of any amount is super helpful.
Absolutely.
CCRadio.help is where you can go and donate online, or call 855-341-5199. Also, we have a few things to give away as well. All donations of $50 or more, we will send you a copy of Matthew Kelly's book, Holy Moments, a handbook for the rest of your life. Also, Coffee Club, $30 a month or $1 a day, you will receive a Catholic Community Media travel tumbler and a bag of River Road coffee or K-Cups. That's a $30 a month recurring donation. So please consider giving during our summer pledge drive. Stay with us.
This is Franciscan Media's Saint of the Day for June 6th. Today we celebrate Saint Norbert. The religious order that St. Norbert founded in 12th century France was confronted by monstrous tasks, combating rampant heresies, revitalizing many of the faithful who had grown indifferent and lax in their faith, and bringing about peace and reconciliation among enemies. Norbert entertained no pretensions about his own ability to accomplish these tasks. He realized that nothing could be effectively done without God's power. He found strength in his deep devotion to the Blessed Sacrament. He and the Premonstratensians, also called the Norbertines, never forgot to praise God for whatever success they enjoyed in converting heretics, reconciling enemies, and rebuilding faith in indifferent believers. Many of them lived in central houses during the week and served in parishes on the weekends. Reluctantly, Norbert became an archbishop in southern Germany, a territory half pagan and half Christian. But he served with zeal, seeking reform of clergy and laity alike. Despite threats on his life and a brief stint in exile, Norbert courageously continued his work for the church until his death in 1134. There's more about the saints along with inspiration and Catholic resources at our website, saintoftheday.org. From Franciscan Media, this has been Saint of the Day.
It is 19 past the hour. You're tuning your heart to the truth through day two of our summer pledge drive. Did you know that we are 100% donor funded and your donations help keep our lights on and pay our small staff and contract workers? Without your donations and monthly contributions, we will not be able to continue to operate and bring you quality Catholic content. And, you know, we have many bills to pay over here at Catholic Community Media. And just an example of one of the bills we have to pay, Dave, is our monthly electricity bill, which on average is $2,000 a month because, you know, we have tons of equipment.
Wow, I was in a great mood until
so
you brought
other
that
things.
Up. Yeah, I mean, I was just happy until you brought up my bills again. But, yes.
We're going to get them paid.
Well, that's
we're
why
gonna
we
get
need
them paid.
Help.
Okay, good. Yes. That would make me happy.
Yes. 855-341-5199 or ccradio.help. You can become a monthly donor. You can do a one-time donation, but any donation of any amount does help us to pay things like our electricity bills. So this is why we come to you three times a year to ask for your donations. Mm-hmm. So please consider donating during our summer pledge drive. We are looking forward to our first guest today. Bishop Michael Duca joins us. He is a bishop of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Good morning, Bishop. Thank you so much for being with us and for supporting Catholic Community Media.
Good morning. Good morning. Love to be with you. Love listening to you on the radio all the time.
And happy birthday again.
Well, indeed.
Yes, happy birthday.
Right, yes. Yesterday was my birthday, yes. Yeah. It was a good day.
Oh, it was yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yesterday,
so you already celebrated. Okay. Well, we'll just keep it going.
No.
I'm celebrating the octave of my birthday.
Yes, there you go. Yes. That's a good 8 days, right? Isn't that a lot?
Every day is like my birthday for 8 days.
Oh, my goodness. Bishop Duca, so many wonderful things are happening in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and we can't help but talk about the recent ordinations. Just last Friday, we were talking to
beautiful.
Father Albert Blount, and he just had a wonderful play-by-play of how that day was for him. Tell us a little bit about how that was for you and just the excitement in the diocese with these new priests.
Well, 2 weeks ago when I had the ordination, that weekend I was using the chrism up all like crazy. Saturday I ordained the two men. Of course, we anoint their hands with chrism. I had confirmation of adults. The next day I was anointing with chrism. And then I anointed an altar at Franciscan University the next day.
So
I was, the chrism oil was out and flowing, and that's a great time, consecrating the world to Christ, and especially these young men consecrating their hands to the work of priesthood. And of course, every time I do ordinations, my heart is just filled with hope. I mean, everybody that comes to ordination, especially those who come for the first time, are just overwhelmed, because in that moment, the whole church is gathered together in a very powerful moment. Priest, mm-hmm. the bishop together around the altar with the people of God, and ordaining new men to carry on the work of Christ. I mean, that is got to be the most hopeful, most exciting moment in the liturgies of the church, except for maybe Holy Saturday when we're baptizing new Christians mm-hmm. into the church. This is the renewal of the church, and the people see hope in it. And I tell you, it just it brings me to tears every time I do it. And I wish I could do it every day. Unfortunately, it comes once a year. But, it was a beautiful moment for the church. And I encourage anybody to go to an ordination if you have a chance.
Every time I go, it's very moving. Every time I go. I'm not an emotional guy, but I am moved every time I go. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And we need more hope. And those are moments we can see the church is still alive and still growing.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's
so.
Right.
Anyone that's listening to this, that's a young man that would like to maybe a little older man that might want to think about priesthood, please do. Come talk to us.
That's true.
Well, we'll be talking to Father Andrew Merrick in just a few moments to touch a little bit more on vocations. But Bishop Duca, I wanted to go back to your support for Catholic Community Media in the local Baton Rouge area. You have been a supporter from day one. And it's very nice to have a bishop to support you, and our bishops in our local areas do. And tomorrow we'll have Archbishop Amon on from the Archdiocese of New Orleans to talk about his support for Catholic Community Media. But talk about that, the need for Catholic media today in our world, in our local area, and that need for hope.
Well, all we have to do is turn on any social media, any kind of media, TV, radio today, and we'll hear all the voices out there, and most of them are directly in conflict with the church's teaching. Mm-hmm. But more than that, they're just filled with anger and bitterness and don't offer really any hope. They just continue to divide us. We need a voice. We need the voice of Christ out there, the voice of the church speaking the word of love, Christ's love for his people, speaking words that help us understand the world, that can show that things that maybe sound in themselves sane are really insane or crazy. Mm-hmm. And when you put them up against Jesus' call to love one another. And so we need the voice out there. We need to have Christ's voice and our voice speaking and inviting people. I always say more people listen to radio than we realize. In the car, they listen to different voices. But sometimes you get tired of those voices, and they just start moving around the dial. And what happens when they come on, hear our voice, hear mm-hmm. Catholic voice, Catholic radio? I mean, in that moment, they hear something new. Maybe they get captured for a moment, and maybe they say, wait a minute, this is different. And I've heard people say that, mm-hmm. that Catholic radio is different even than some other religious radio, because they oftentimes are just saying how much they are different from everybody else. Catholic radio just simply proclaims the truth that it is. You know, it says, come and listen, come and see, as Jesus did. It doesn't impose, it proposes. And of course, the message is convincing because it comes directly from God, from Jesus, and who created us. And so his words just simply resonate. That part of us is made in the image and likeness of God. But that open media means anyone can kind of come and find it. You know, they can come and see it. It's like someone walking down the street when Jesus was around. They heard, who's that guy?
Right.
You know, and they stopped and they went over and they started listening. And I'm sure many people became a disciple that way, just by getting pulled into this crowd that was gathering. And we're that voice. We're the voice out there, open for anyone to hear. They don't have to go through any church doors. Just turn the radio on. It just happened to, maybe with God's direction, hit that particular point on the dial, and then they hear the message. Yeah, I've been a supporter. That money comes out of my checking account every month.
Yes, it does.
And I'm a regular monthly supporter. And I tell people this, go through and look at all the subscriptions you have. You should check this, because I find them all the time. I'm paying for things I'm not even using anymore. And just look at one of these things that you've had for months, and you didn't even know your money was going out the door.
Right.
Okay, cancel that subscription and just send that money to Catholic Radio. Nothing will change in your life, but you'll have a great sense of support for a very worthwhile ministry. And you might find another one and even save yourself some money as well. I would encourage you to give not just one time, but even a small amount every month. It's a big difference.
Yeah, absolutely.
Great deal. Absolutely. Yeah, you're a member of our coffee club,
right.
And we appreciate that.
Yes.
And we challenge everyone out there, including those other bishops who may be listening, to join the coffee club today and in honor of Bishop Duca's birthday. By the way, do you mind if we ask how old you are?
Oh, wow. There you go.
Let me ask you, how old do you think I am?
I was going to say, only because you're a bishop and the average age right now is like 66, but I would say you are probably 62 or 3.
I like that, yes.
Well, I'm 71.
No, you're not.
No way.
Hey, that was one of my questions.
Wow.
There's a study that was done recently, and what is it, 75, you have to turn in your resignation to the Pope, right? Now, it doesn't mean he's got to accept it, but where do you see that going? Because I heard in the next 5 years, there's something like 66 bishops who are going to hit 75 or older.
Wow.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, actually 66 for the average age shows you there's a good number of younger bishops out there.
That's right.
That's good.
You know,
mm-hmm.
the goodness. So we're basically kind of the last, cleaning out the last mm-hmm. old guys, you know, the OGs, whatever they call them, you know. But you're right. It will be. We have had times in the past where there's been kind of a big backlog. It's about 6 months to a year at least mm-hmm. before once you turn in your resignation mm-hmm. to get replaced. And so, and of course, you know, there's less priests too to pull from.
Right.
So it's it's going to be a challenge. They say, well, maybe they're going to extend the age. Well, you know, I think most guys go downhill pretty quick after 75. So it's probably a good time to make the change.
I think you should stay a bishop until you look 75. I think, you know.
There you go.
Well, that's right. He's got four more years to do that.
I think probably it may happen in 2 years. I don't know. We'll see.
We are always so grateful for your support and your joining us for our morning show almost monthly. I know that you are super busy, but the fact that you dedicate a good chunk of your morning with us, especially during 7 to 8 in the morning before you head over to Mass in the diocese. We really do appreciate it, Bishop Duca. Thank you so much, Bishop Michael Duca, Bishop of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you. All right.
Well, you heard it right from Bishop Duca. He's a monthly donor.
There we go.
He's a monthly contributor. So ccradio.help is where you can go and donate online, or 855-341-5199 to continue to hear people like Bishop Michael Duca, your bishop in the diocese that you live in, on the radio to talk about how your diocese is doing, or your parish priest talk about festivals or how your parish is doing, anything Catholic school your child goes to, all those fun things.
Yep.
So
we keep
stay
it
with
local.
Us.
We offer a lot.
Yes.
That's right. We keep it local because your donations are local.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Damian. It is 1:30 on Wake Up.
Welcome back. I'm David Dawson, along with Damian Collado, Gabby Smith, and we got to get those phones ringing. 855-341-5199. Once again, 855-341-5199. Stop what you're doing right now. I know you're getting ready for work. You might even be running a little bit late, but boy, when you do this, this is quite the investment, and God forgives. Your boss may not, but God forgives. And just tell him what you're doing, and you know, tell him to get on the phone right
now. That's right. He may do it, too.
That's right. It's important.
Or she.
That's right. Or she.
Yeah.
That's right. 855-341-5199. Let's hear those phones ring. Or you can always go to ccradio.help. You can do that while you're sitting in a traffic jam, and they're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and it takes about 30 seconds to do that. But I say let's talk to a real person. Let's make that phone ring. I want to hear it this morning.
Right? Before we get to Michael, I want to challenge all my Axe brothers out there.
There you go.
I know you guys have deep pockets. I know, and I also know that you are out there doing God's work, and part of Axe's service. Part of service is charity, and charity is what we're asking you to participate in right now. At $10 a month, and you could be a member of the Carlos Acutis Club, or $30 a month, that's a dollar a day, guys. Come on, pick up the phone, 855-341-5199. Do it in honor of your family member, yourself, or your church parish where you made Acts. But let's go, brothers. Let's do it now.
Do you know who else supports Catholic Community Radio? St. Vincent de Paul supports Catholic Community Radio. Michael DeCaldo, welcome back.
Thank you very much. It's great to be with you.
I love keeping the tradition alive because he usually joins us during a pledge drive. You know, back in the day, he would be in studio. We were having a party. It was a great time. But, you know, here you are.
I remember those days.
Yeah, it was
those
fun.
Those were great days.
Yes.
You know, these are great days.
Well,
you know, thank God for community, Catholic Community Media, and I always get tripped up since you changed the name from radio.
I still say radio, Michael. Yeah.
But hey, look, the media is such a better term because the force of Catholic Community Media is just so important in today's world, you know. And it seems like when the radio station started those so many years ago, that was light years ago. And the importance of the Catholic voice is just so important. And a few months ago, I was at just a regular meeting, and they were asking organizations to say one word that describes your organization. And so it came to St. Vincent de Paul, and I said love.
Yeah.
Because I think love, God's love, is truly the message of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Catholic Community Media does such a great job of getting that message out of God's love for all of us.
Yeah.
And in these times that are so challenging, that's what's important. And at St. Vincent de Paul, what our mission is sharing God's love with our most vulnerable neighbors.
Yes.
But the neat thing about Catholic Community Media is that you share the good message with all. And that's what's so very important in today's world where it's, you know, the gospel is supposed to bring everybody together. Mm-hmm. And that's what the message is, and to love one another in doing so. And I think that's what Catholic Community Media does, you know, spreads that message of God's love through the gospel, and I think it gets that message out. And what a great show y'all put on every day of the week, along with other great programming through the rest of the day.
Well, thank you, Michael. I'm going to give the phone number out while we're still talking. 855-341-5199. That's 855-341-5199. Or go to, excuse me, ccradio.help. You know, you were talking, Michael, you know, if people are thinking that the world has gone insane when it comes to media, it has. I mean, it's not even hiding itself now. It has gone crazy. So it is nice to be a source of stability. And like you said, we want to advocate, we want to broadcast, give people like you a microphone, mm-hmm. because we broadcast the love, but you actually physically show it. Tell us what's going on lately over at St. Vincent de Paul.
Well, you know, there's not any slow days at St. Vincent de Paul.
Yes.
When I started 34 years ago, there were slow days. But we, unfortunately, quite busy. Our dining room is continuing to be on pace to serve well over a quarter of a million meals this year.
Wow.
Our shelters will probably go somewhere over 30,000 guest nights of shelter for all individuals and families and children that we serve. And pharmacy continues to fill those prescriptions. In the future, what we're most excited about, we've been talking about it for some time, but our leadership team, Bishop Duca, who you just had on, has blessed our and approved our chapel project that's moving forward.
Oh, wonderful.
And we hope to break ground in the next couple of months. We hope to be able to go out to bid and then break ground, and praying that that the estimates for the construction costs come in at what we project and not what we don't want to see relative to the rising costs. Exactly.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So we're very, very excited about those new things that are happening. But one thing that we're doing as a St. Vincent de Paul group, we are currently one council that covers the entire Diocese of Baton Rouge, but we're changing our structure a little bit. And so our St. Vincent de Paul family, we're going to become three councils with a diocesan council like we're now, but we will have three other district councils below us that will help us to better serve those out in the eastern part of the diocese,
right?
Tangipahoa, et cetera, and those in the western part, the southern part, and the northern part of the Diocese of Baton Rouge. And so our goal is to do a better job of what we were talking about just a few minutes ago, what Catholic Community Media does every minute of the day that it's broadcasting, is spreading God's love. And again, our target are those who are the most vulnerable people who desperately need help. Because as people experiencing homelessness and poverty is increasing in the metropolitan area of Baton Rouge, it's also increasing in other areas of our diocese. And so reaching out to those parts is essential for us in making a big impact.
So what can we do to help St. Vincent de Paul, Michael?
Well, you know, it's like what you say with Catholic Community Radio, one, prayer, two, financial support, which you're doing right now for the media, Catholic Community Media, which I encourage everybody to get out there and call and support, as certainly St. Vincent de Paul does, but also, you know, I do personally throughout the year, me and my wife, Paula, is so important. for us to support this great cause, support the good work of St. Vincent de Paul. You can go to svdpbr.org and look at all the ways you can support volunteerism.
Oh, there's all kinds of hands-on approach that you can do, too. I know we've served in the kitchen, yes. And it is an amazing experience. It's a wonderful thing to do. I can't recommend that enough.
Get your service hours. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get Summer your service hours. That's right. That's coming mm-hmm. up, too. Yeah.
That's it. And it like right now, we've got Catholic High School that's doing, they've got about 40 young students out doing a project on our campus this week. And so, you know, those are the kinds of things that really do make an impact. And that's why it's so important for Catholic Community Media to get out that message to the general public so that people can be a part of what's so important, which is, again, sharing God's love with everyone, which is such a call to each of us in our everyday lives.
Well, Michael, it's an honor to be working with you. I love working with St. Vincent de Paul, and thank you for all that you do. And thanks for being with us again this morning.
Thank you all, and look, have a great drive.
Thank you. 855-341-5199. Father Andrew Merrick is going to be joining us when we come back.
And welcome back to the Summer Pledge Drive, and you're listening to Wake Up, of course. This is the 2 hour special that we are going to continue all week long from 7 a.m. to
7 to 9
a.m. That's right. I almost said 6 a.m., but that's what time we get here. In the meantime, 855-341-5199, 855-341-5199, ccradio.help. And with us now, Father Andrew Merrick, Director of Seminarians in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, here to talk about vocations. And boy, do we have a lot to talk about. Good morning, Father Andrew.
Good morning. How are y'all this morning?
We are doing wonderful, and we're so glad you could be with us. Hey, not long ago, we just had two priests ordained. Let's start with that.
Yeah, it's a real gift. We had Father Joseph Brezawar, Father Albert Blunt, that were ordained priests a little over a week ago, and just a really, really exciting time in the diocese. Two incredible men who are going to be two really great priests for a long time. It was just a joy to see the cathedral filled and all of the family and friends and folks in the diocese and the bishop and the priests there. Just a real gift. And then being able to attend both of their first masses or masses of Thanksgiving, A lot of joy, a lot of excitement for the two priests ordained this past week.
Well, and boy, do we need it. So what is the latest in regards to vocations for the Diocese of Baton Rouge? How are we looking? Because I know you work in conjunction with Father Joshua Johnson on that.
Yeah, we always are grateful to the Lord, to the men that are saying yes to discernment and formation for the priesthood. We had 9 seminarians this past year, which is a lower number than we've had in the past, but that's pretty much across the board. If you talk to any of the dioceses in the U.S., that numbers have been down a little bit the last 2 years. Mm. But our quality of men is just really, really good. And we hear that not only in the diocese here, but from both of the other the seminaries that we use, both St. Ben's and Notre Dame. Just the quality of our men has been a real gift. So we ordained 2 men, and we just accepted 2 men to begin formation this coming year. So we'll have 9 All right. seminarians again this year, with a number of men, too, who are seriously discerning at different stages and different ages throughout the diocese. So yeah.
Yes, and that's my next question is, you have these young men who are saying yes now. What was the deciding factor? What made them feel like that is their vocation, to become a priest?
Yeah, you know, I go back over and over to this beautiful quote from Pope Benedict, that when he visited the U.S. in 2005, his apostolic visitation here, the bishops were asking him about vocations and things. And, you know, ultimately he said the vocation is the fruit of an intimate dialogue between the Lord and his disciples. That's the ultimate deciding factor, that a man, as he's walking in his own relationship with the Lord, is sensing this nudge, this call, this invitation from the Lord. And then at some point it just gets to a place where it's like, okay, I need to take a step to see if this is the call the Lord has placed on my life. In a more intentional way, I need to discern this. In a more intentional way, I need to receive formation. And that's where that takes time for man to discover that, understand that. It takes people walking with him, the church to help him discern if he's ready, and all these different things. But that's the ultimate factor, is the relationship with the Lord.
Wonderful. 855-341-5199. That's the number to call if you want to make a donation to help us out here at Catholic Community Media. We're speaking with Father Andrew Merrick, Director of Seminarians in the Diocese of Baton Rouge, and we're talking about vocations. And that's one of the things we do here at Catholic Media, is the fact that we want to get the word out. We want to make sure people understand what is taking place in our diocese. And we're kind of like the megaphone for guys like Father Andrew Merrick, because they need all the support they can get as well, just as much as we do.
And maybe we can convince somebody that they could be a priest.
Yes, and it's not so much convincing as much as just getting them to just say, man, that's what I needed to hear.
Right, we could be the spark. You never know.
That's right, the spark. Yeah. I like that. And what are you Father Joshua Johnson doing, Father Andrew, as we move forward? Has anything changed? And share with everyone your roles as to how you guys differ in what you do when it comes to vocations. Because they may think that your roles are the same, but they're not quite the same, are they?
No, yeah, we work together a lot of teamwork, but his primary responsibilities is helping foster a culture of vocations in the diocese, and then promoting men considering the priesthood. And so there's lots of different retreats, small groups, events, praying for vocations, encouraging people to invite men, young men, to consider the priesthood, and whether that be the things that he's doing with the younger men, junior high, guys who are in high school, college age, and then coordinating with other priests, with other people in the parishes, with parents, to assist in this culture of vocational discernment with a focus on the potential to the priesthood. And then as a man begins to show greater and greater interest of connecting him with spiritual advisors, of getting him in small group discernment processes and walking with him himself through to the point of the application process and going through the application process. My main responsibility is, once a man is accepted into seminary for the diocese, of being his kind of primary formator on the diocesan side. Guys are receiving most of their formation in the seminaries, but from the diocesan side of walking with the man, encouraging the man, challenging the man, being in communication with the seminaries about how he's doing and what's going on there, and keeping him connected to the diocese in different ways. So we help each other in our roles and do a lot of teamwork, but those are the kind of differentiation of the major responsibilities.
Well, we appreciate the work that both of you are doing in promoting vocations in our diocese, and our prayers are with you. We are at the end of our show, but we don't want you to leave without giving us a blessing and a prayerful thought for the day.
Well, we praise you and bless you, and we ask your blessing upon all those involved with Catholic Community Media and all its listeners. May you fill them with an increase of faith, hope, and love, and draw them ever more deeply into your own life, Lord. May you bless them, protect them, mind, body, and soul. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen. All right, Father Andrew Merrick, thank you so much for being with us. And thank you for all the service you provided at Christ the King over the years.
Yes.
Getting ready to take on your new church parish in about 3 or 4 weeks, I would guess.
Yeah, coming up right around the corner here.
Yes, all right. Well, thank you again. God bless you and have a wonderful day.
God bless.
855-341-5199. That's the number to call. Even though we're getting ready to take a break, we're never going to take a break from your phone calls.
Right.
CCRadio.help if you want to give online. Right, Gab?
That's right. And we did have a new Coffee Club member in the last hour. You can join the Coffee Club. $1 a day equals to a $30 a month recurring donation. When you join the Coffee Club, you will receive a Catholic Community Media travel tumbler, and a bag of River Road coffees. Oh my goodness. Well, stay with us because Wake Up will continue for the 8 o'clock hour. We are talking to Steve Ray, Catholic convert and pilgrimage leader. Deacon Julius Laurent joins us, Deacon at Ascension of Our Lord in La Place, and Deacon Kevin Robichaud, Deacon at St. Anthony of Padua in Luling. Father Chris joins Damien and David in the Baton Rouge studio. Have a wonderful Tuesday. God bless.
Wake Up is a production of Catholic Community Media.